Now, what is this creativeness? Now, as we look at this creativeness, this creative spirit, we are compelled to see three things. First, that it is intelligent, wise, because it knows how. Secondly, that it is everywhere present. You cannot imagine it not being everywhere. Third, that it has the power to do all things, to make the apple, to make the oyster, to make the oak, to make the human being, to make all things, whatever in the universe. Let us review. First, that it is intelligent. Second, that it is everywhere present. Third, that it has the power to do all things. Now, my beloved, perhaps you have never thought of life like this before. I confess that I had not, until in faraway Tibet many years ago, it was brought to my attention somewhat in this way. Now, as you study, do not hurry. Go back over your lesson. Spend some time just reading and rereading and thinking on these essentially simple truths of all life in the universe. You may think a long time, or you may think a short while about all this. But no matter what else may come to your mind, you will have to admit that these three words emerge. Omniscience, the faculty of knowing everything. Knowledge unbounded, infinite. Omnipresence, present in all places at one and the same time. Omnipotence, unlimited or infinite power, almighty power, all power. We see then, do we not, that these three, omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence, are everywhere in the universe. There is not a single embodiment of life, from the atom to the sun, below the atom, beyond the sun, in which they are not existent. Omniscience, all knowledge, all of it. Omnipresence, all presence, everywhere. Omnipotence, all power, unlimited, infinite. Now these three comprise a triune activity, a threefold creativity, which is the origin, then, of all things. This triune activity is the origin of all things. Now, my beloved, this beautiful truth is placed before you as simply as possible. It could be presented to you in much more learned phraseology, but in many words we find confusion. Now think, then, upon what is in this lesson. Get your own ideas about it. If you can, feel the truth of it. If you cannot feel it, reason it out for yourself. You will find that you will be compelled to come to the same glorious conclusion. My beloved, do you see that we have found God? Now, you're advised in your documentary lesson not to go on reading until you have thoroughly made up your mind that what has so far appeared in this fourth lesson is truth, and that you can unreservedly accept it as truth, or at all events, that you feel you would like to know it as the truth of your own life. Well then, rest a little. Be happy. Can you right now, as I speak, Can you feel something within you that is stirred? Can you feel that your imagination is at work? For you may not have thought about this creativeness that is universal. You may not have thought about it in this way before. Does the contemplation of what you have read make you feel happier? Well then, my beloved, if so, let us go on. For you will see that the God that we have always visualized, whether as a being up above in some nebulous place called heaven, or in any other manner, is really the creative principle everywhere equally present. The creative principle everywhere equally present. That is, the omnipotence, the omniscience of the universe itself, everywhere present in the universe. And this creative principle can be known as intimately as a father knows his son, even more so. Well then, my beloved, do you see that then the universe and God are not separate? We surely are bound to come to see that the universe and God are not separate. Also, that created man and the Creator are not detached. God is in man. Man is in God forevermore. They are not separate entities. God is in man. Man is in God, has ever been, is now, will ever be. Man and God are not separate entities. That which men call God, that for which men have many names, is within you, my beloved, within you. God, the creative spirit, the infinite wisdom, the first cause, the supreme architect, Parabrahm, the Father in heaven, the One, omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence, God is within you. Seek ye first the kingdom. Now, my dearly beloved, I would pray that you let the light of this tremendous truth flood your mind. Be happy. Give thanks. Be humble. Be brave. You are very near to realization of absolute truth. Feel that this is true. Close your eyes and feel within you. You will see that you have discovered the very basic fact of all existence. To know it thoroughly is to have solved the riddle of the universe. You will see that in discovering this basic fact of all existence, you have discovered the greatest thing that any man can know, for knowing it perfectly, all things are possible to him. You will moreover see, as you contemplate this profound truth, that you are leading yourself into the mystery of mysteries, the Holy of Holies. This, my beloved, is at once the greatest truth that can be taught by any teacher or learned by any student. Some initiates, I trust you being among them, by a sudden flash of intuition, will see and realize this profound truth in a moment. Others may have to toil and wait for its realization. But, my beloved, mark this well. Unless it comes to you intuitionally, clear through to your consciousness by the light of your own divine intuition, there is only one way to get it, to attain to it. That is by meditation. Now, my beloved, if we cannot fully realize this truth, so that we feel we are on fire with the joy that it brings, let us contemplate it in another way, in a more intellectual way. A series of questions. Now give these questions your attention. Are you or are you not a part of the universe? Well, the answer is inevitably, yes, I am. Can the universe be complete without all its parts? Well, the answer is no. It cannot be. Therefore, without you, without me, can it be complete? The answer is no. Therefore, its full completeness literally depends on you. Literally depends on me. Why, certainly. Therefore, without you, it cannot exist in completeness. No. Well, my beloved, then you can say in all truth, because of this, because nothing can be complete without all its parts, that without me the universe cannot be complete, without you the universe cannot be complete, then you can say in all truth, because of this, I stand to the universe as a center does to a circle. In this case, I am the center. The circumference is everywhere. Without a center, no circumference can exist. Now, my beloved, I do with all my heart hope that this lesson this week will so direct your spirit into something that is completely final that you will rejoice and give thanks. Because of this, I stand to the universe as a center does to a circle. In this case, I am the center. The circumference is everywhere. Without a center, no circumference can exist. My beloved, let us in a moment prepare ourselves to go. During this week, give yourself over to the felicity of inward quietude. Feel that in everything you do, in your home, at your work, when you're with others, when you're alone, feel that you're being bathed by a deep and holy rhythmic serenity. You are a spiritual being. The humanity of you is gradually becoming the divinity of life itself. Whatever the Creator is, you are. Therefore, my beloved, in utter fearlessness, and great gladness. May your life be bathed in the great and eternal light every moment until we shall meet again. You make me very happy as I feel that there comes through me to you something that is completely fundamental. With all my heart, I hope that your pathway to truth shall be strewn with flowers of most wonderful fragrance. May you awake and be willing to awake to the very highest essence of the eternal spirit within you. God bless you all. Peace be unto you forevermore.